אנחנו קוראים בחידה בעלת reading in Kabbalah for the student the wisdom of Kabbalah and its essence it's on page 34 you can download or also find this text on our website you can also ask questions throughout the lesson in kabd.tv so again reading from the teaching of the Kabbalah in its essence reading subtitle A candle is a mitzvah and the Torah is light. It is written, a candle is a mitzvah and the Torah is light. As one who has candles but no light to light them sits in the dark. One who has mitzvot but no Torah sits in the dark. This is because the Torah is light by which the darkness in the body is illuminated and lit up.
אנחנו לא מרגישים אבל כל רגע ורגע עובדים עליו
We don't feel it but each and every moment the light is working on us opening our will to receive more and more all the time and we're not noticing it but we're in an ever growing burdening of the heart and if we don't catch up with this process cleave ourselves onto this process after some time we feel that we don't have the strength we don't have the desire there's nothing that we can do about it we're fed up what else is there to do in life maybe there's something someplace else where I can enjoy and so on and this is how a person starts leaving the entire spiritual business if he's not aware that all of this is happening to him from above on purpose and precisely because the light shines upon him it every time opens new layers in his will to receive corrupted layers and they are they're opposite to the light they're opposed to the light and the light corrects them and they cover the light more and more and more and more and a person moves away more and more if alongside with it he does not work if he doesn't work on it well okay for this he needs an environment and attention and schedule and permanency if he doesn't have all of these days then sure he won't have the ner mitzvah and torah or which are a candle is a mitzvah and the torah is light no questions besides Tzvika okay
what kind of state is that a candle is a mitzvah and torah is light you know I'm laughing out of it how can you say that a person has mitzvot but no torah I'm engaging in mitzvot all day but I have no torah
You? Sure, you do mitzvot all day long.
No, I'm saying seriously.
Undoubtedly. Soon you'll say that it's in favor of the public,
yeah.
that it's your work.
So what are mitzvot then?
But you get money for it. What mitzvot?
Oh, don't tell everyone. But what are mitzvot then? If there is no Torah, what are these mitzvot that he's talking about?
Mitzvot means actions which are in order to bestow contentment. Through the created beings to the creator which is something that you can do only with the help of the upper light the force of love and bestowal called the creator that the light works and then a person if he correctly connects with the light then he can correct himself such that his will to receive will perform acts of bestowal like a candle where there is the wax and wick and the fire itself so the wax itself or the oil it doesn't burn there's the resistance the wick but with the help of the wick and the wax or the oil this is how you can light up the fire and this is the example that we learned that by this a person can help himself as it says a candle is a mitzvah and the Torah is light the great big light itself by which you can light the candles meaning that if a person correctly works with his will to receive Then, from that general light called Torah, when he uses it correctly in the group, in dissemination, in the ten, on himself, he ignites himself, and this way goes and advances.
What does it mean to correctly use the Torah when you're telling me?
The reforming light. Suppose now, for the past 2.5 hours, all the time, I want the reforming light.
This means that all the years that I was going, me personally, I'm talking about myself now, not anybody else, that would be praying in the morning, afternoon, in the evening, I was sure that I'm performing the mitzvot. This is what I was told, go to the synagogue, do the prayer. In the morning lesson, evening lesson, is that not considered the mitzvot?
Excellent.
So what is that then?
It's also called mitzvah.
So it's mitzvah or not?
It's called mitzvot anashim melumadan.
Meaning?
That this is how you were taught. This is what you accepted, and this is what you did.
And this is not considered drawing the reforming light when I was doing it?
You didn't think about it.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking about it.
So what do you want?
And the light doesn't come by itself without me thinking about it?
No.
Really?
No, I'm telling you. Even now, if you don't think about it, it doesn't come. You can sit here and study tests and do whatever you want. And the Zohar, you won't get nothing.
But I was given the Torah.
You ever went to the Zohar lesson?
Where?
Zohar lesson.
I never miss anything.
Why don't I feel you?
I'm not sitting physically here. I watch it from afar.
Ah. I'm more religious than you are, so
what
people
you
say. So what does it mean? Did you hear what I say before every lesson? The Zohar does what?
To be in a thought about the reforming light.
That we have to be in a ten together in order to receive in the effort that we make for connection the reforming light. That's it. Now this means that we want Torah. Because the light in it reforms. So, we attain the ten, and we say, we want to be connected. So we want the Torah. And reading the Zohar is the means.
Tell me, it's a question, really. I'm asking you gently.
Watch it.
When you're given that book of prayer, you're given a book of prayer, Kabbalists wrote it, you told us, Kabbalists wrote it.
Of course.
So what is this thing? Did they mislead us on purpose? What is this, morning lesson, evening lesson?
No, at least that.
What do you mean, at least that?
At least the people do this. God forbid, I'm all for the people of Israel keeping all of the corporeal mitzvot. Why not? Why not?
So what's the difference between a practical mitzvah and a spiritual mitzvah?
The intention.
Only the intention?
The intention, that's all you need.
And a practical mitzvah does not draw the light?
No.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Wow.
This is after 10 years that he's with us.
Look, it's a problem, really.
I see this as a result.
But many people don't know that. They don't know it. The whole world doesn't know it.
That's it. Not about to reform or repent anyone. Mister, I'm thinking about myself. I have an evening lesson, the Zohar lesson. There we'll study with the intention of wanting to be in a ten. And for this ten, to connect so much so that the light will shine in it. And for this light to connect us, and with the help of the connection, we'll be able to make intentions in favor of the Creator. And then He toward us, and we toward Him, and we'll be in adhesion.
So what you're saying is only the wisdom of Kabbalah, only those who are in the wisdom of Kabbalah can make an intention and draw the reforming light.
Right. Not all portions of the Torah are of equal light.
According to Tesegula, the virtue or power mentioned in the Torah, that is, considering the measure of light in it, it is certain that the Torah should be divided into degrees, according to the measure of light that one can receive from studying it. Clearly, when one ponders and contemplates words of Torah that pertain to the revelation of the Creator to our fathers, etc., they bring the reader more light than when examining practical matters. Although they are more important with respect to the practice. However, with respect to the light, the revelation of the Creator to our fathers is certainly more important. Anyone with an honest heart who tried to ask to receive the light of the Torah will admit to this.
Meaning, sure, there are different parts in the Torah, and also not only in the Chumash, but also in the Tanakh and in all the holy books, that in each of them, sure, there's light, but there's more and there's less. And the truth is that it's not that important to us, because otherwise we'd limit ourselves down to some passage. But no, we use everything there is. In accordance with the times and so on. Also, you see how the Torah is divided into parts and portions, and in accordance with holidays, everything's necessary. All in all, it talks about the general light. What a run.
No, because usually it depends on the kli, right? Meaning the degree of the kli depends on the kli, because the light is in absolute rest. And
good question. And
here it says that there are different degrees of the light according to the portions of the Torah. So it's not clear.
But why is it not clear? The Torah, where does it come from?
What do you mean?
Where does the light come from? It's not the O of En Sof, the Torah. That's already the O of En Sof that's divided into five parts and portions and into words and letters and all the signs. All of these things influence us in accordance with our will to receive. What does it say? I've created the evil inclination, this one thing. And another thing is, I've created Torah spice. Meaning the Torah was created according to the will to receive, in order to cure it and fill it. Therefore, it's exactly adapted to the will to receive, to have to correct it, and how to bring it through all the corrections and everything, up to the point where he'll receive not the reforming light, but the fulfillment, up to the point of complete adhesion. Therefore, we have to understand that there is complete compatibility between the Torah and the will to receive. Meaning there is the Torah that corrects the will to receive, and that fulfills the will to receive, causes the zivug, and until the end of correction, and then when they become one, I don't know how is it possible to divide between the Torah and the will to receive, so-called Israel, the intention in order to bestow. The intention in order to bestow is called Israel.
Because in letter 155, in introduction to Tess, he writes that it's according to the desire and yearning to understand what we study. Accordingly, they draw upon themselves the reforming light.
Right, and?
And here he says something different.
No, because even the desire by which you draw the light, you, in your special desire, according to its intensity, according to all of its parameters, you're drawing a certain light. So you have one against the other. The Torah is not just some one thing. As the general means for correcting the entire desire, but in accordance with all the different states that one goes through. Right? Okay. Who's there? Yeah.
The reforming light, is that a returning light? Reflected light?
We're not talking about this right now. It's not O Chozel. Just for you to know, it's not O Chozel. Okay. What next?
Page 23. subtitles The Necessity and Unfolding of the Expansion of the Wisdom. Since the whole of the wisdom of Kabbalah speaks of the revelation of the Creator, naturally, there is no other wisdom that is as successful for its purpose like it. This is what the Kabbalists aimed for, to arrange it so it will be suitable for studying. And so they studied in it until the time of concealment. It was agreed to conceal it for a certain reason. However, this was only for a certain time and not forever. As it is written in the Zohar, this wisdom is destined to be revealed at the end of days, and even to children.
Meaning the wisdom of Kabbalah is revealed as the main part of the Torah, because all the rest of the parts, as if, are not being corrected. Look what he says, that since the wisdom of the whole of the wisdom of Kabbalah speaks of the revelation of the Creator, naturally, there is no more successful teaching for its task, meaning to bring the created beings to adhesion with the Creator, which is the entire purpose of creation. So why aren't they dealing with it? Because there have to be pre-made things. So there are periods in mankind where the wisdom of Kabbalah is hit. There are periods when it's revealed. It was revealed a bit in Adam HaRishon, then in Babylon a bit, then in Egypt a bit, then during the times of the first and second temples. Meaning there are periods afterwards, the great exile, and now it's becoming revealed from the days of the Aryan on, as a means for correction. And of course, besides it, everything else is useless unless it is prepared and used in those times when the wisdom of Kabbalah is in concealment. But when it becomes revealed, you use it, because specifically by it can you reach the goal. Is it clear? No questions. Okay.
If I understood correctly, two things are important: the kli and how to draw the light into this kli, and which light. Can you define for us, for our state, what's...
Of course, we have to reveal the chisaron. The kli is the chisaron. What exactly chisaron do we need? A chisaron for correction. What is the correction? The correction is adhesion with the Creator. How do you reach dvikut with the Creator? If at least a 10 comes together above their ego, drawing the reforming light that annuls their ego. Annulling meaning what? Giving them a screen, a masach, where they can be above their ego and bestow as one from the 10 to the Creator. And then it's called that they're in the same attribute of bestowal as the Creator has, and by that they enter Tvekut with Him. And all of that is done by the force of light. If these 10 friends, 10 desires, more correctly put, only if they use this entire process, this entire means called the Torah, correctly.
The Torah, are there certain sources that are suitable for it, or?
The Torah, it means the reforming light. It's not the source text, it's not what's printed in the book, but it's all in all the way in which you draw the force of bestowal from above for it to also turn you, make you into a bestower. Gershon.
Many times it seems that the influence of the light depends on the physical environment that the person is in.
Of course.
That is, if I'm sitting in a lesson or in a Shivat Chaverim, I can feel practically the influence of the light.
Yeah.
Conversely, over years it seems that as you go out to your daily routine and you are integrated with your environment, which is not our physical environment, it becomes very tough, and it seems like there's no result to this effort.
Incorrect. This was given to you on purpose, not as a punishment, but as an opportunity to continue the connection. You have the morning lesson that has to give you strength for the next 24 hours, until the next lesson. It has to give you the strength to be connected to that same goal and to use all the rest of the hours of the day, suppose 21 hours, well, besides the 5-6 hours that you poor thing sleep. So all the rest of the hours during the day for you to be in Dvikut. If you leave the lesson and can't continue the Dvikut, it means that you did not correctly use the lesson. Really, it's a waste of time. Pay attention. But every time during the day, each and every moment, like we spoke on the first part of our lesson, that new desires will be renewed in you, and every time you have to fill them with yearning for the Creator through the Ten, the Friends, the Arvut, the Covenant of Salt, and every time regarding the same topic, you have a very clear formula, which is thoroughly made. We talked about this many times, only we have to all the time realize. And if during the day you say, I'm weak, it confuses me, it means that you did not correctly absorb the force from the morning lesson.
The formula is clear, and I'm sure we're also grateful for it. Everything you're saying is very clear, and we can feel it. But I'm talking about the power to make an effort, what you now said.
It's a sign that you have no support from the friends, that when you disperse physically, you also disperse internally. If you'll connect physically, you'll also feel me in there together with you. That just like you're now, as if under my influence, you'll connect to the friends and you'll feel my influence.
Let's say that, you know, it was an ideal state. A person came to the morning lesson, did good work. He felt how he's building his connection with the friends. He has a feeling of gratitude and joy, and he comes out with the day. Because I see this phenomenon repeating day, you know, time and again. What's the advice for us to take this power and realize it between us throughout the day? Because it keeps repeating.
So I try to keep myself in that. I write it on my hand. I write notes for myself. I put a reminder on my mobile. Friends call me. There's the gabai. There's the shots. And so on and so forth. I try to all the time not to fall out of it until a habit becomes a second nature.
Last question. Could it be that the results, let's say in a lesson or in a meeting if we're under youth, we can really feel the changes we talked about before? Could it be that throughout the day, the kind of light that influences us is different? Let's say a person makes the notes and he has a goodbye and he has everything and he makes an effort, but he doesn't feel any result in the connection between the friends.
He made an effort. After he'll make an effort for several days, he'll feel the result. He'll feel it. You have no choice. Read excerpt 19. Read it. What Rabash writes.
This is a classical example. R10, we were doing all kinds of work today. I don't feel, now I came to the lesson, I feel a big gap in my inner sensation, in my attitude to the goal between how I was when I was doing works. So in the works that we're doing together, there's no power there that... You see what I'm asking?
There is a stronger force there than on the lesson.
So why isn't it felt?
You weren't adhere to your friends here. But you're present. You didn't miss it. You only have to discover it. If you were, you suppose you have no choice. You're going to work in the kitchen for a few months now. You're not learning anything. Then during the day, you don't have time to catch up. But you work there 3 or 4 hours for the sake of society, really for the sake of society. Then it's in you. Only you'll have to discover it. But you're not missing anything. You're even getting more than everyone else. More than everyone else. This work is actually very important. It's really net serving the Creator. Okay, guys, friends. Yeah, we have time for two more like you.
Throughout the day, we have work in the tents, in mutual support, in working together. We have three meetings, and there's a meeting at 11:30. This is the meeting of the World Kli, and we have them at 5 p.m. We have meetings in the tents. So simply, we shouldn't miss out these times. And
it's not enough to all the time be in between the meetings and thoughts.
What is the purpose of the meeting in the tent?
The purpose is that between the meetings, you won't let go of the goal.
No, in the meeting. What do we do in the meeting?
To remind you that there is a goal in life and you achieve it and the connection in the group and by the reforming light that comes from the Creator.
So to do like a Yeshivat Haverim and just speak about the importance of the goal and...
What you heard from me is enough. Well, Rachamim.
Rav.
Rav, why is the revelation conditioned on the ability to receive in order to bestow?
Because this is the kli in order to discover the Creator according to the law of equivalence of form.
Rav, how does a person determine who is his teacher and what book he should be reading that is suitable for his soul in order to bring contentment to his Maker in all of his elements?
He has to be adhered to someone who thinks that he's great and to obey what he hears.
Rav, how will we feel that the Creator is a parent, a teacher who loves us infinite love so that we will learn to love one another and by that to love him?
This, myself, I don't know.
Thank you very much, Rav.
Moscow.
Moscow.
Rav, in the beginning of the lesson, you talked about the fact that spiritual work, in his work, we get force and we don't grow tired. And if we grow tired, we must be carrying the wrong suitcase. We're missing the importance of the Creator.
Yes, the tiredness always comes from the klipot.
The question is the following. Can a group ask from a different group or from the whole world Kli in order for them to pass on to them the importance of the Creator if they feel that they're missing something?
Of course, undoubtedly. Suppose each ten feels itself really in the pits, I don't know how to put it. And so, of course, you have to, and you're happy that you can help. By no means to hide this, not to try to get out of it on your own. What for? Give others an opportunity to help you. To the contrary, you can help each other. And the same goes for the groups. If you have such tens, then speak up, and the entire world Kli will jump on you and solve the problem. If there are certain problems in the tens, in the groups, we need to, but just not to, you know, fill the air with words, but everything that's standing in our true spiritual work, then ask, tell others, we'll be happy to help. This will actually make us stronger and will help us advance. Everything clear? Good. So what do we have for today?
Because it is so. If you see the Moscow group right now, you will see that there are a few of us today, few friends have come, and we would have liked it to change in some way. Maybe the whole world Kli will give us this importance of the Creator to the meetings that we have throughout the day. if everyone will think about us, this picture will change, and tomorrow we'll be able to give back to everyone this importance. So this is what we would have liked to ask of everyone.
Yeah, really, it happens in every group. These kinds of ascents and descents, let's think about them. Let's think about them. Such a big, strong group as it was, and now they're going through these times, but it is a time in which you come to another ascent and expansion. So do the work, the entire world, let's think about them, connect them. The main thing is in thought, to write as little as possible. These are all just confusion. It's just confusing everyone. The work is to think about them, pray for them, ask the Creator. These are our friends, a part of us, a very important part of the world Kli that we all depend on. The Creator will enjoy it. He's the one that's doing it on purpose in order for us to take care of this. Please, we have work to do. Yes. And don't forget about the work of the tents, in the tents, which are the gabbais and the shatzes.
Final announcement. The Zohar lesson. You're invited to join our live lesson with Rav Lightman on Sviva Tova. Thank you to the TV viewers and have a great day. Song.
Bye.